We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, 253, Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Great having you here. By the way, last night, NBA history. Not the Knicks blowing another fourth quarter lead because Julius Randle has to have the ball in his hands.
See, last night
makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. We have guys who know how to handle the rock.
Last night you were right about Julius Randle 2 days early. Like, when you were bitching about him after the net game, I thought you were crazy. But everything you said fairly would have been applied for last night. Missing big free throws, bad turnovers. I'm with you.
But everyone's going to look at the stat line and go, oh, we had 30 and 12. You know, he's kind of like, for a lot of men in this world, he's like a woman in this regard.
What?
Can't live with him, can't live without him. Yeah, that's Julius Randle on the Knicks right now.
Because without him, you're a lottery team.
Right. Can't live with him, can't live without him. It's just, he's a terrible, you know, fourth quarter player.
He's not a closer.
No, he's
like,
not.
Like, last night, the Knicks faced a closer in DeMar DeRozan. He's a closer. We all know Kevin Durant is a closer. There aren't that many of them in the league. Julius Randle is not that.
I agree. I mean, give the ball up. Burks is on the court for a reason. Give him the ball. We'll give it back to you. Anyway, that was not history last night. The history last night, there's a team in the NBA, many of you have never heard of, called the Memphis Grizzlies. They started in Vancouver, now they play in Memphis. They have one of the great young players in the league, by the way. In any event, they beat the...
And by the way, that great young player didn't play last night, but go ahead.
Ja didn't even play?
No, that's why I think it's so funny.
I didn't even know they didn't play.
I wanted to make sure you knew that. Go ahead.
So without their best player, they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by more than 20, by more than 30, by more than 40, by more than 50, by more than 60, and oh yes, friends, by more than 70.
Insane.
The Grizzlies beat the Thunder, and I'm not making this up, by 73 points. And somewhere out there, there is somebody who thought the Thunder was the best bet of the night. It has to be, Evan, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Someone said, I just know Ja Morant. Oh, I'm all over the Thunder tonight. They lost by 73.
It's insane. And you know what? They broke the record by a decent amount because it was actually a Heat-Cavalier game from 3 decades ago. And that was a 68-point game, which is a lot. But by 5 points, that's a decent amount.
Yuck.
Crazy.
I'm glad I didn't watch that game. Although it probably got fun in the fourth quarter. How much could they beat him by 100?
Yeah,
right?
I was looking at the box score because I didn't watch it. They had 9 guys get to double digits in scoring, including like 6 guys off their bench. And again, which I think is hilarious, Ja Morant's hurt right now. He didn't play.
I didn't even know that. Yeah, that makes it even worse. Here's Josh in Smithtown on the Fan. Josh, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, what's up?
This morning, on the morning show, CeeLo was sent out to get some food for the guys, and he was opining back to the days when he would have to run around all of Manhattan catering to Chernoff, Boomer, and yourself, Craigie, that Boomer had a specific spot where he liked to get his grapefruits from, that Chernoff had to get his egg whites from a certain spot, and you needed your Brooklyn bagel.
All right, so you have to unpack a lot of that. No one ever ran all over the city to get us anything. Certainly not me. We used to get Brooklyn Bagel, not Brooklyn Bagel. We got Brooklyn Bagel a couple times, but we were always Seamless orderers. Now, if Boomer ever wanted grapefruit, which I don't remember happening all that often, he would have gone like next door and gotten it. As far as Chernoff's egg white requests, I have no idea about that. We did have guys go out now and then, and you'll get the delivery for us for sure. But we never sent CeeLo out to Brooklyn Bagel. What is it, Tom?
Well, I could speak on this. I was the breakfast coordinator for 3 years. Yeah, we would order breakfast, and by we, I mean me. And then we'd have to get it and then bring it to you.
But that you wouldn't go to the store.
No. It was all in-house.
Yeah.
Never had to go to the store.
Listen, even to this day, when food deliveries come here, Tommy goes downstairs and gets them. All the time. But the notion of running all over the city, that's nonsense. Never happened while I was here.
Well, CeeLo seems to recall differently, and as a matter of fact, said that the most inconvenient trip that he would have to take was for you to Brooklyn Bagel. So, I don't know. Someone's story isn't straight here.
Yeah, it's his. Yeah. Because not only that, Brooklyn Bagel became famous for these crazy cream cheeses. They had, like, confetti cream cheese and fudge cream, like all different kinds of cream cheese, right? And they had this rainbow bagel that people went crazy for. But we never ordered from there. We never ordered from Brooklyn Bagel. Maybe once in 10 years did we order from Brooklyn Bagel.
But it sounds like now they are sending people all over the city to get their breakfast.
If they're sending CeeLo all over the place, yo, complain about them. Right? Zucker's was our bagel place.
Yes.
And Zucker's delivers. So, sorry, CeeLo. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Yeah, I'm not saying we didn't have you go downstairs 100%. Somebody had to go downstairs and get it.
Yeah, Joe and I would get our own breakfast.
Yeah, you guys weren't on at 5 in the morning, jackass.
We also were just the midday guys.
I think CeeLo's taking advantage of, you know, an audience that wants to believe that I'm a jackass, but, you know, I'm not.
To be fair, we also did Starbucks runs, which was right downstairs.
Starbucks is right.
Correct.
And I'm not even a Starbucks guy. Boomer's the Starbucks guy. So if Boomer was getting Starbucks, I might add on to the order.
Speaking of
peppermint pumps.
But I'm not a Starbucks guy.
Speaking of people thinking that you're a jackass, do you want to tell the story about last night with that wonderful old lady we met and what she had to say to you and us? And me.
Yes, I do want to tell that story in a little bit.
Because that was a great, great encounter that we had last night at UBS, and she seemed like such a sweet, sweet woman.
Yeah, a woman two steps from the grave had something to say to me when we got on the elevator last night. Yeah, so we'll get into it, sure. Write down a note to Ahmad together.
Oh, I won't forget, trust me.
We'll get to it, I promise.
This is my favorite part of the night.
Yeah, I'm sure that it was. Here's James in Newburgh. Jimmy, what's going on?
Hello.
Oh, hi, James. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm fighting with a divorce lawyer on Twitter right now.
What?
I'm not about me.
Uh-oh.
Some jerk off named Joe something douche is attacking everybody on the radio station. So I had to straighten him out. So that's where I'm at right now.
Sorry to hear that. I hope the old lady treated you nice.
No, the old lady. It ended well.
It ended well.
She was very sweet.
Yeah, very nice gal. I felt bad for her husband because he had nothing to say.
Oh, come on.
He actually patted me on the back. He said, I live with this. I go, I got you, baby. All right, what do you got, James?
Well, it's time that we free the best backup in New York and take care of Daniel Jones and the issue the Giants have. Because I'm a big Giants fan. It's time that we free Mike Effin White. Trade him to the Giants.
Oh. Okay.
So many issues. Where do we begin? The trade deadline would be the first issue, but whatever. I'm not. That's
all right.
Not
yeah. You want to trade for Mike Effin?
Semantics, Evan.
Listen,
semantics
dude,
are funny.
We all know what's going to happen. And I'm rooting for it. If you allow me, I'm a Giant fan this weekend for a lot of reasons. A, they're playing the Dolphins.
Oh,
who I
yeah. Am. Dude, there's no way. You don't need an explanation
but
for that.
I just want to know. I want Giant fans to know, like, I'm with you. I'm one of you today and through the weekend.
100%. Me too.
I am hopeful not only that the Giants beat the Dolphins, but for the sake of the experience. Because Giant fans rightfully looked at us a few weeks ago with our Mike Effin White hysteria.
Right.
And shook their heads.
Right.
They mocked us like, once a Jet fan, always a Jet fan, right? Look at you losers going crazy over a journeyman quarterback, right?
Right.
My hope, if I could have a sports dream, it's not even about winning a title. I hope Mike Glennon's the best quarterback in football. I hope that guy that won the $100,000 on Mike Effin White having more passing yards than anyone else in football in his first game does the same thing for Mike Glennon, right? That's what I hope.
Well, can I take you back a little bit? We were working together, so it's not too long ago, but can I take you back to last year? Remember how the Giants got hot late in the season and they went on a big run? They finished 6-10, but they got hot.
We're calling that getting hot. Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah. Do you recall that Daniel Jones got hurt? Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay. So Daniel Jones got hurt, and the Giants had a backup quarterback named Colt McCoy, who's done a fine job this year with Kyler Murray out. Colt McCoy, with the Giants having a record of 4-7, took on the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. The Giants were given no shot, mainly because Daniel Jones was out. And Colt McCoy made that start against Seattle. And things didn't look good because the Giants were scoreless in the first half of the game. They were down 5-0. It was like, damn.
5-0.
Yeah, there was a safety.
Thanks. 5-0. Didn't know how we got to 5. Thanks.
And then Colt McCoy, not that he lit the world on fire, played well enough and orchestrated the Giants to a come-from-behind 17-12 victory. And the Giants got a huge win to improve their record to 5-7. Okay? None of us said, oh, Colt McCoy, he's the guy. Forget Daniel Jones. Like, you can win a football game, manage a football game, pull off an upset on the road, improve your record to 5-7 like the Giants did last year, and you could do it with average quarterback play from a veteran backup that you know is not that good. So I just wanted to, and by the way, it was like exactly a year ago. It was exactly the
same
time.
I hope Mike Glennon throws for 350 and 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for because I know what'll happen. You're going to get the news, sad news, that Daniel Jones' neck injury is going to keep him out for the rest of the season. And you're going to be peacocking about Mike Glennon.
No, you're not.
Ooh, look what Mike Glennon did.
Not if it happens.
Mike effing Glennon.
And also, here's the other difference between Mike Glennon and Mike White. Mike Glennon's a veteran quarterback who we've seen play football. He's not any good. See, Mike White was the unknown.
Tommy didn't go to the store to bring me my C4. He just went to my office. Yeah, I got a guy on Twitter saying that CeeLo was referencing the Astoria days. Oh. But you guys didn't work with us in Astoria.
Who didn't?
None of these people.
CeeLo did.
I didn't even meet CeeLo until we came to Manhattan. And he wasn't working on our show anyway. Unless he was an intern I didn't know about.
That may have been it.
But I was always good to interns. You ask any intern that's ever worked here, yo.
So you're fully denying the charge that you were sending people all around Queens and or Manhattan to get you breakfast.
By the way, there was only one place in Queens we ever went to.
The Cup.
I know. Me too. Yeah. It was a block away.
Love the Cup. Missed the Cup.
I don't think the Cup had grapefruit. Maybe they did.
No, they definitely did.
They definitely did?
Oh, yeah.
Why would the Cup Diner have grapefruit?
Because they had grapefruit. I went to Cup Diner, bro.
And had grapefruit?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well,
sometimes,
there you go.
Sometimes I put it in my oatmeal. It was kind of weird, but I liked it.
There you go. Chernoff has no excuse. Like we're on the radio. We couldn't leave the building if we wanted to go get a donut, right? Because you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Mark Chernoff, there's no excuse to not go out and get your own breakfast.
I was thinking the same thing. Was Chernoff really demanding guys go out and get him breakfast?
It's like when, what's his name? That former Ray. What was his name?
Martel.
Ray Martel.
Yeah. When Ray Martel used to send interns out to go get him McRib sandwiches.
And then you schooled him, didn't you?
And I beat him down on it because that's not what interns are here for. Plus, you fat bastard, you could walk 2 blocks to McDonald's and get your own McRib sandwich. Mike's not out for 5 more hours.
I remember that.
Yeah. I was so upset about that.
I love Ray, but that made me laugh.
I like Ray, too. He's a good guy. He's a very good guy. He's back in the building, by the way.
Yeah.
I think he does maintenance or something.
Is that what you think he does?
I think he's the new maintenance man.
Yeah,
no?
Mets radio, maintenance, same thing.
What does he do?
He's the Mets radio.
Yes.
I apologize. I thought he was back doing maintenance.
No.
Insurance didn't work out in Boston, and he came back to just be involved with radio.
He did that like 5 different times. He left radio, came back, left radio, came back, left radio, came back.
Let's see. So I'm in the middle of this big...
Why are you in a fight with somebody?
Oh. What's that?
Why are you in a fight with somebody?
This guy thinks I defamed him.
How did you defame him?
I go, the sun doesn't... The guy, this douchebag comes up on Twitter, is like, I can't believe no one's talking about Moose and Maggie.
We did yesterday.
I'm like, we did yesterday, and Maggie was on the morning show today.
Right.
I go, so the sun doesn't rise and set when you wake and go to bed, despite what you think. Thus, go to the Odyssey app, hit rewind, listen to yesterday's show, and it was discussed at length, or this morning when Maggie came on, or don't, and go back to being a lousy lawyer. Oh, did you just defame my character as a professional attorney on media, social media? Blah, 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 blah. you sue me, Joe. Go right ahead.
Went after his lawyer ability?
For defamation of character. Please, I hope you do. That'd be fun. We'll let that one play out. guy can you know, throw out barbs on Twitter, gets one little response back, all of a sudden, he's litigious.
Well, I never...
Oh, wait a minute. The guy I attacked on Twitter attacked me back, and now I can't handle it. That's why Twitter's a cesspool of nothing.
I never understood the... You guys didn't talk about blank thing when you haven't listened to the entire show. And I understand why people can't listen to the entire radio station or entire show as much as we love it. I get it. Like, you've got things to do. But then don't make an assumption, well, you guys never talked about the Knick loss last night.
Right, right.
Well, maybe we did, and you missed it.
Right.
Now, that's always boggled my mind.
Oh, there you go. I love these. That's why, you know, you get in that, you could get in that Twitter hole, man.
I know.
And I'm in a feisty mood today.
Yeah, you are. Why is that?
Why am I in a feisty mood?
Is it because
today?
We went to the Islander game and you didn't get your beauty sleep?
No. I'm all good on the sleep.
Oh, good.
Then
what's the issue? What's the matter?
Why am I in a feisty mood
Nick
today?
Game bothering you, letting it sink in that they're 11-11 and not very good? Or do you take the Sal Licata approach? Well, we've been bad for 20 years, so this is fun.
No, you know what it is? You know why I'm in a feisty mood?
What's that?
I think Rachel Luba likes me.
That's the conclusion you came up with from your interaction?
Yeah.
That she likes you?
I think she... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, yeah. Uh-huh. I think she and I are going to become good friends.
Did she ever write back to your last DM?
No, because I basically said, I'm working.
Yeah, but you also said, call me offline.
Yeah, if you want to talk offline and off the record, call me.
So you think at 7 o'clock she calls you?
No.
So then how is this going to play out?
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we, Evan? We are going to find out. So real quick, before we take a break here. Well, you know what? I want to take this call anyway. Jason's in Bayside. Hey, Jason, what's going on?
Hey, Jason, what's going on? Hey, guys. So we know that Mike Glennon is not leading us to the playoffs as Giants fans. I think that's pretty agreed. So why not sign a playoff-caliber quarterback who's just sitting out on the market? Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I know.
There we go. I think it's a great idea. I think that'd be a phenomenal idea. I think we should jump all over that. I think the Giants should, and every other team out there that needs a quarterback, should be all over that right now. Yes.
If this was 2017 or 2018, and I'd even say 2019. I'll go there.
Yeah.
I'd say, why the hell not? Even though he was 1-10 in his last year with the Niners, why not? Forgetting about everything else and the immediate attention that will come along with it. But he has not taken an NFL snap in 5 years.
Why are you engaging?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm done.
That Please. Was you don't engage. The guy question. Was just teasing.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. He was having a good time.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry, bro.
Don't engage.
Back to you. Back to you, Craig.
Yeah, just a dumb thing. Like, he's just having a good time.
Oh,
right? Yeah, because I did hear that Troy Aikman's coming out of retirement as well. And he's looking for a new team, too. Yeah. 877-337-6666. Carton Roberts on the fan. So we go to UBS Arena last night to see the Islanders, let's be honest, bore the audience to tears. Oh, and memo to the UBS Arena, which is beautiful as it should be and gorgeous and all that stuff. Yo, you can't play house music every single break in the action. You just can't. I'm sorry. You can't. Like, you got to play some Guns N' Roses, a little AC/DC. Give me a little Nirvana, maybe some Creed or Pearl Jam, a little Back in Black. I mean,
Excuse me, what was the last?
You can't go house music every effing break.
Before last night, when was the last time you went to an Islander home game?
What happened?
Before last night, when was the last time you went to an Islander home game?
It might have been the game I called against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay.
It's certainly possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you never go to Islander home games?
No.
Correct?
Never.
Okay. All right, I'm being a lawyer right now. So I say this with all due respect. As someone who never goes, as someone who has no plan on ever going again, who the hell cares what you have to say?
I represent the audience.
What, do you?
Yeah.
You never go.
Yeah.
You don't want to go.
Yeah. That's right. Like, but I know things.
Do you?
Yeah. I know that audience doesn't want house music every single break in the action. Every once in a while, with a cue to go, sweet child of mine. Just a little something for the effort, you know.
Do you know what and trust me, this is not like Nets related, but you'll appreciate this because it's music related. So let me finish before you get all upset. Do you know what the Nets are doing tonight and what they do every Friday night now?
The Nets?
Yeah.
Well, they probably bring out some new court to play on or something.
Okay. It's called Friday Night Live, and what they do is they feature a player. So tonight it's Kevin Durant's night.
Okay.
So they're going to give away a T-shirt of Kevin Durant. Great.
Yeah.
Every song they play tonight during the game was hand-picked.
Okay, great.
By Kevin Durant.
I think that's...
You like that?
I have no problem with that.
That's what the Islanders should do. It's Matthew Barzell night. He plays for the Islanders. Let the players choose. I think that's kind of cool.
I don't.
Why?
Because, I'm worried about the 18,000 people in the building.
You don't think
not the Swedish star of the hockey team playing ABBA every break, okay? All right? Or, I have to hear a little Yachty every single break to tonight's neck game.
But it allows,
right? I mean, know your audience.
It allows us as fans to get to know our star players even more.
Yeah, I'm just giving you, it's a new building. There's new people there. It was all good. I had a great time there. The parking's got to figure itself out. Okay, fine. It will, I'm sure, at some point. But I just don't want to have, two things I took from last night, if I could be critical. And I'll tell you about this woman near death who came up to me and Evan as we got on the elevator last night. Number one, you got to get a new popcorn vendor. The popcorn's embarrassing. And I'm a popcorn expert, as you all know. And you'll agree with me.
Yeah,
the popcorn was lacking.
You're not wrong.
All right. Number two, you got to change from the house music. It can't be. And I love the day-ho. Okay, once. You can't do it every period. Okay? Now, Evan and I go into the building. There's a very lovely gal and her husband. They are not incredibly able-bodied people, but they're getting through and they're big Islander fans. And this woman sees me from 50 feet away and limps over to me and goes, I hated you. But now you're all right. And I go, well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Thank you for listening. She goes, no, no, hated you. Hated you. And Evan goes, I've made it more palpable to you, haven't I? And she goes, yes, you have. She goes, you're all right now, but you need to know, I hate. So, unfortunately, we have to ride the elevator with her.
That was great.
So we go up the floor, and she and her husband are getting out, and he's like, I live with her. And I go, my man, pots and pans, you power. Power to the people, right? And she looks at me and she goes, hate it.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Hate you. But she made a point of, but now you're all right.
Right.
You're okay.
There was a good turn.
You're okay now, but hate it, y'all. Okay.
You're welcome, pal.
Welcome to UBS. There you go. And yes, I include Creed in that. Let's get some Creed up in there, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Do I?
Yeah.
What were they playing in between breaks that bothered you?
Like, Tommy would have loved it. It was all like EMD.
EDM.
EDM, whatever. Yeah. Ugh. Yuck.
Love it.
Not every break, though, dude. It was, what is it?
Tommy's pretty Long Island. That's a Long Island thing.
No, I know, but it's not every break, man.
That's the thing. We got
give
the
me
dude,
some Led Zeppelin. The guy give me from, some Creed.
The guy from New Rochelle, who doesn't know the difference between a hockey puck and a hockey stick, has been a one Islander game in 8 years, is just arrogantly sitting down saying,
all right, Ledecky, here's what I would do to fix your arena that's been open for five minutes.
By the way, I guarantee I have an email asking, how was the experience?
I'm sure
so should
will.
I lie to them?
No, you can give your opinion, but understand why your opinion sort of means, I don't know,
I saw
very little.
The sight lines are great. The building's beautiful. Great. I mean, it was it's everything a brand new building should be.
And you know what else it
and
does?
And that's only one event. I've never seen a concert there. I'm sure it's great. I heard there's a speakeasy in there.
A speakeasy?
Yeah.
I don't know about
and
that.
And listen, and we were bougie. We were in a beautiful suite last night.
Very bougie.
I was right next to Lou Lamorello. We were talking hockey the
no,
whole
no,
night.
No, hold on. That story's not going to go that way.
Yeah.
It's going to go this way. I'm in the suite, talking hockey, meeting your relatives. And I say, and Dylan knew this was going to go well. I said, who's that over there, Craig? And I point to the left. It's an older gentleman. And Craig's like, I don't know. Am I supposed to know him? Dylan starts laughing. I start laughing. I say, yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. Some old guy.
He looked like just an old guy. Like, he looked like a pallbearer.
Yeah. That was Lou Lamorello. So don't act like, yeah, I was standing right next to Lou Lamorello.
Yeah, Lou we were breaking down the Lou and I in between periods, breaking down the action.
Come on.
I thought the neutral zone chase was a little much from last night, a little disjointed getting out of their own zone. The odd man rush wasn't all that good. They were disjointed. They got outshot 2-1, and you're not going to win games that way.
You did make an observation that's very fair, and I can't say it bothers me because I get why it's happening. It is not, it just doesn't have that same atmosphere as Nassau Coliseum. And I understand why. The team is playing like garbage.
Yeah.
The team isn't playing well. Even though it's sold out, there were a lot of empty seats. Yeah. Let's acknowledge that. But it still doesn't have that soul that Nassau Coliseum had, and that's going to take time, and sure. I understand that.
I'll tell you what didn't take time, Big Mac. Ask me what didn't take time.
What didn't take time?
My partner eating not one, but two Big Shaq chicken burgers. Oh, I'll have another one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll have another one. Yeah.
You're damn right.
Chicken burger?
Well, chicken sandwich.
Oh, chicken sandwich.
I think they called it
chicken
burger.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. I actually hesitated to eat. And I think it was your brother-in-law comes over to me and says, Evan, I want you to eat. And I said, okay. I waited. But then, once I got the go-ahead, it's like Phil Nevin waving me home.
Yeah.
Once he gave me the go-ahead, I needed to go all in on the Shaq burger. I needed to try it. It was so good, I had to have a
Here's Tom in Levittown on the fan. Tommy, what's up?
All right, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Listen, I got in my car. I just pulled in the parking lot. I'm actually a bartender here at the new arena.
Nice.
And you kind of filled in already on that because you're telling me about your thoughts on the. I got to agree with you about the music. As an old school guy, I'm probably one of the senior aged employees there. I just turned 64 today.
There you go.
And yeah, and I got to agree with you with the music. I know they want to appeal to the younger crowd and such, but they got to mix it up, man.
I agree. And I like house music, now and then. I can't have, I can't have it every break.
Tom, and I mean this with due respect, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Aren't you noticing that a big part of that crowd is the younger crowd, is the younger demographic at UBS?
It is.
Okay.
Where I work is called the UBS Club, which I don't know if they allowed you guys to come up and visit us. We actually have the owner's suite on our
nice.
Level.
Nice.
I tell
you, you know what else I saw last night? And thank you, Tom, and keep up the good work out there. Listen, the building is great. The experience was great. I had a great time last night. I wish I obviously saw a win in a better game, but the building itself is great. So we're not knocking the building. I want to be clear about that. We're just trying to help them give an even better experience.
Yeah, but do you not understand what's going on?
The music needs to be improved.
Our last caller, great guy, is a 64-year-old gentleman. He admitted,
it's not for
hey,
okay.
I'm an older guy. You are an older guy, whether you want to admit it or not. And
no,
if you looked
I'm the
around,
hippest guy in the room.
Bro, if you looked around UBS Arena, the hockey crowd's young. The hockey crowd doesn't want to hear
hockey
bands.
The hockey crowd don't want house music every break,
do
I'm
that?
Telling
really?
You. Really? Yeah.
Lou Gower's more in the demo than you are.
All you got to do is play a little Guns N' Roses guitar riff, and the place will go bonkers. Day-ho! Come on. What are we doing? Now, I'll tell you something I saw. So during one of the intermissions, I go out to stretch my legs. I saw the dial bug people. They're great people out there. They got a box out there, a little pest control type thing. And I look over this railing, and they must have a club there where you get unlimited food and beverage. So they have a candy table.
Ooh.
All right?
Ooh.
And they had loose, singularly wrapped Starbursts next to Hershey bars. Okay. I appreciate that. I'm a candy guy, right? Some guy goes up to the table. Now, I imagine those are relatively expensive tickets that give you access to the unlimited pizza and whatever they serve there, right?
Mm.
Guy goes up to, it's candy, it ain't gold, right? Guy goes up to the Starbucks basket and four-fists it. Four legitimate handfuls of Starburst and starts shoving it in his pockets like it's gold. I never saw that before. Crazy.
By the way, here's what's funny. My big observation is going to show you the difference in our personalities and what we look for. Here's the difference that I saw. There was a guy wearing a Tavares jersey. Like, what are we doing?
Probably paid a lot of money for it.
How could you show up to UBS Arena as an Islander fan wearing a retired jersey now? That number's been retired. How could you wear a John Tavares jersey? I saw it. I made comments to a few people in that suite and said, can you believe this guy? I wanted to take a picture and tweet it, but the gentleman's wife was staring at me, and so I felt uncomfortable doing it. I think she liked me. Whatever. What are we doing? So I noticed that. I just wanted to tell you about it.
And before we get back to the Daniel Jones talk, the final thing is, you're a bunch of low-rent animals on Twitter, some of you, that commented on the picture I posted of me and my niece. And I'm just going to leave it at that. You're a bunch of low-rent animals, all right, for some of the comments that I saw regarding a picture of me and my beautiful niece. And I will just leave it at that. 877-337-6666. It is possible that Daniel Jones has played his last game as a Giant. We'll give you an update on that. We'll get your calls. The blame poll's coming out. It's all greased up and ready to go at 5 o'clock. And when do you change your accent? Brian Kelly's got the answer after this on The Fan.
It's selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
T-Wolves in Brooklyn against the Nets at 7:30. Sharks and Rangers at 7. Devils are at Winnipeg at 8 o'clock. Now, here's the Daniel Jones dealio if you are just tuning in. He has been ruled out. He is not playing on Sunday, and there are rumors circling Giants camp that it's much more serious than just a, you know, a one-shot deal, a one-week thing. There are some that believe we are going to learn at some point soon that whatever this neck ailment is, because we don't know what it is, we just know he has a neck injury. We don't know what the injury is. We do know the doctors have said he is not cleared for contact. There is some thought that that's going to continue on throughout the year and that we might have seen for this year the last of Daniel Jones. To me, that means the season's over. Could they beat the Dolphins? Yeah, they might beat the Dolphins anyway. I'm not saying they don't have a chance to beat the Dolphins. They just don't have a chance to win enough games with Mike Glennon as their quarterback.
Probably
considering
not.
They're not that good a team anyway.
Probably
and not. They're not sitting on, you know, a 2 or 3 game lead in the division.
Right.
Or
right.
The wild card. Probably, they're chasing.
Probably not. I'm not arguing with you. The only thing I'll say is if the Giants are gonna go on any kind of run, and they've played better recently, winning 3 out of 5. I know it's minor, but they have won 3 out of their last 5. It's going to be on the backs of their defense. That's what it's going to be on the backs of. It's not going to be on the backs of Daniel Jones lighting it up. I know we're all hoping for that to happen, but that's not how the Giants are going on a run anyway. So if they are going to beat the Dolphins on Sunday, if they're going to go to L.A. and beat the Chargers, if they're going to win a bunch of games,
they're
going to do it. I'm not saying they are, but I'm saying if they're going to do it,
yeah,
it's going to be because their defense is forcing 2-3 turnovers a day.
Yeah, it's... I'm sorry. I hope they win on Sunday. Let's just start with that.
Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, like, when the defense has to carry them.
The 3 wins they've gotten out of the last 5, you would define those victories because of their defense.
Yeah.
Wasn't anything Daniel Jones necessarily did.
Listen, I'm with you.
That's all I'm saying to you.
Listen, I don't want to have the end of season conversation now because I want to get to the end of the season. But if Daniel Jones is ultimately out for the year, that end-of-season conversation is going to take place faster than you want it to.
For some reason,
yeah,
you're not deciding yet on what you would do. I've made it clear what I would do. I'd move on from Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Are you going to make a decision
like I just
at
said,
some point?
It's premature today.
If he doesn't play another game, what are you doing?
I'm not having that conversation today. Because I'm trying to will them to a win on Sunday.
But I'm not talking about the season.
Yes.
I'm talking about Daniel Jones specifically.
Yes. Well,
if what you just said is true.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
He doesn't play another game this year.
Yeah.
What are you doing with him next year?
He'll be on the roster next year. I'll start with that. I'm going to leave it at that.
What kind of cop out is that?
How's that a cop out? He'll be on the roster next year.
What are you doing next year? Like, are you going?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Are you drafting another quarterback? Are you trading for a star quarterback?
What are you doing? By the way, if this thing really goes, what's it, to hell in a hot basket or something?
A hand basket?
Yeah. If it goes to hell in a hand basket and they don't win again this year because, you know, Mike Glennon's their quarterback or Jacob Fromm gets into a couple games here, right? Then maybe they do draft a quarterback. Like, right now they're sitting, what, 6th?
There
6 and 7,
are
right?
5 and 6, I think.
I think it's Jets 4, Jets 5, Giants 6, Giants 7, Eagles 8, Eagles 9.
Yeah, right now the Giants are, let me look at the big board or
I
the draft order on tankathon.com. You're correct, 6 and 7.
Yeah, so.
4, 5 Jets, 6, 7 Giants, 8, 9 Eagles. It's okay. like a dance.
Yeah, 3 teams back to back picks. It's fascinating. It's never happened before in the history of the draft.
Crazy.
That being said, if you're 6th right now, and you lose out, you're picking 2nd behind the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
That's on the table,
yeah, but
right?
There's no quarterback in not Kenny Pickett or Matt Corral or Malik Wills that jumps out at one
but
as
you're not
the
seeing
guy.
It. You're not seeing it right.
What am I not seeing?
I'm going to help you out here. This is why I'm special.
Please help me, Craig.
If they lose out, which I hate to say is on the table if they don't have a quarterback, right?
Sure.
That means everybody's gone. Gettleman's gone. Judge would have to be gone.
Right.
Patrick Graham is. They're all gone.
Okay.
Gone. So a new regime comes in.
Yeah.
That new regime might be like the quarterback whisperer regime. And they might say, okay, we're picking 2nd. We know the Lions are taking a quarterback. They need a quarterback, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay, even better. The Lions don't take a quarterback.
None of these guys may be franchise quarterbacks.
Someone's going to turn out to be a good quarterback.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know who.
Dude, we went through the Tom Brady draft, and I know that was a long time ago. I acknowledge that. Remember how I told you the only quarterback taken in the first two rounds was Chad Pennington?
Yes.
Like, sometimes, bro, there are drafts that don't feature the one guy who hits.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Go ahead.
If Chad Pennington were the Giants quarterback, would they be a playoff team right now?
They'd be better.
They'd be a playoff team.
Yeah, they'd be better. Yeah,
right. So let's not knock Chad Pennington.
No.
He's your favorite Jet of all time.
I love Chad Pennington. That was not a knock on Chad. You missed my point. My point is, just because you're picking really high doesn't necessarily mean you're automatically taking a quarterback in a draft. In which, look, I admit, I haven't watched these kids play.
Right.
I'm reading.
Like, how many Liberty games did you watch this year?
I watched a quarter of a Liberty game. I'm not even joking. I watched one quarter and that was it.
Yeah, so there's going to be all these experts. The Liberty quarterback, I don't even know his name.
No, I'm not even saying it as a Malik Willis. I'm not saying it as an expert. I'm saying it as this isn't projected to be a deep quarterback draft. So when you say, hey, what if the Giants lose out? What are you going to do? I think we're headed towards a world in which they're trying to trade for Russell Wilson.
Perhaps.
I don't think that's one of those like cheesy sports talk radio, let's bring it up things. I think it's being talked about because it's realistic.
Okay, so you give Seattle your 6-7 and you call it a day.
Yeah.
And now you have your franchise quarterback. I mean, that's a pretty easy thing if they'll take it. They probably want more than that, but whatever. That's a pretty good starting point.
So you're willing to do that?
No.
Why are you not willing to offer an opinion?
I'm not.
Oh, you're not? Why not?
No, I wouldn't do that deal.
Why?
Well, again, let's worry about this weekend.
Okay, fine.
The draft is like 6 months away.
I'll give you more time to formulate a coherent opinion.
No, I have a coherent opinion. It's just like...
I'm poking you.
5 months from now.
Okay.
We got plenty of random Wednesdays with nothing going on.
Fair enough.
When we can debate if the Giants should trade for Russell Wilson.
Fair enough.
Who will never want to play for the Giants, so just remember that. Here's Tommy in Morristown. Tommy, how are you?
Hey, guys. You've talked to a lot of moronic Giants fans, but I might be the top of the list.
Yeah,
I'm
please
still
do.
With Daniel Jones.
Go ahead.
I mean, I got an excuse for everything you could throw at me, but I mean, if the Giants just move on from Daniel Jones, we're slowly becoming the Jets, and that will seal the deal.
Yeah.
Giants fans think if we trade for Russell Wilson, it's going to change everything. But I think we're forgetting we can't run the ball. We have one of the worst offensive lines in the league. Not to mention Saquon Barkley, supposed to be first ballot Hall of Famer. I think, well, one, can't stay on the field, and two, forgot how to run the ball.
Yeah, I'd rather do this. And just, I respect where you're coming from, and I know it's going to be a topic, so I'm not pretending it's not going to be. It's not a topic today. Like, today your concern is, because if you beat Miami, no matter what happens, there's going to be at least a team or two, I think, that's currently ahead of you that's going to lose on Sunday. You are back in the wild card conversation, albeit it's ridiculous. You're not going to win with Mike Lennon. For a week, you're in the conversation.
I do want to make this one quick statement about being the Jets, because I know it's easy to just throw out that dig. And I understand that as a Jet fan, they are just the Jets. Sticking with something mediocre because you don't want to make changes because it makes you the Jets, makes you what? Was that too complicated?
No.
Did I just complicate myself here?
Do you understand
what I said?
I understand.
Okay, good. Thank you. That's all I have to say. Go ahead.
All right. You had to get that off your chest.
Well, because
it's almost like your pride was hurt.
A little bit.
You wanted to stick up for your franchise.
No, I get it. The Jets are a joke. I just don't think you should do something because you think the Jets would do the opposite. That's all I'm saying.
Although... If I may play devil's advocate, doing everything the other way than the Jets do it, by definition, would have to be better. Would it not?
No, it could just be another way of being bad.
Just another way of sucking?
Yes.
I guess. I guess that's
possible.
The
Giants and Jets have come to different ways of sucking, but they both suck.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Thank you.
The difference is that we've sucked for the majority of our lives.
Yes.
Giant fans are just getting used to sucking.
No doubt.
Right.
We own you in the history of sucking, no question. Over the last 4 years, it's been equal. We both acknowledge that.
Yes.
It's been horrifically bad for both sides. We've done it for a longer period of time, yes.
Netflix is making a movie about the grandma who accidentally invited a stranger to Thanksgiving dinner. And then hilarity ensues.
I want to watch that.
Well, by the way, without even seeing it, I guarantee you I know the premise. It's either a black family inviting a white woman or a white family inviting a black man or woman. There's no doubt in my mind it's based on race.
Oh, so it's the easy.
The easy.
Yeah, that's very easy.
Look it up. I guarantee.
Well, what's the name of it?
I have no idea.
So you want me to Google Netflix accidental Thanksgiving invite?
I guarantee you the entire premise is a racial divide.
So you're spot on.
There's no doubt about it.
So,
and let me guess, Kevin Hart's in it.
Now, I don't know who's in it yet. But I do know that it is based on a true story, so I'm not sure if that makes it easier.
Well, that changes it then.
But yes, it is. You're right, though, about the premise.
Black and white, right?
Yes.
Has to be. Yep. Yeah. How do you accidentally find a stranger at Thanksgiving? Would you forget next Thursday was Thanksgiving?
Apparently, a young man, so this is like a news story, a young man who was accidentally invited to Grandma's Thanksgiving as a teen celebrates sixth year of dinner together.
Oh. So it
happened
out.
A long time ago, yeah, and they became... The two first met in 2016 when a text was sent inviting Hinton over for dinner, but it was meant for her grandson who had changed his phone number.
So it's kind of like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers thing with that Pontiac, Michigan football team.
Yes. Instead, it was a 17-year-old who got the message while sitting in class at Desert Vista High School.
Yeah, but he didn't have his own family?
I guess.
Well, he was like, oh, Thanksgiving, I'm in.
The two figured out the mistake, then sent selfies to each other. With Hinton asking if he could still come.
That's awesome.
Dench texted, of course you can. That's what grandmas do.
There you go.
We feed everyone.
So it's based on a true story. All right. Yeah. I thought it was something like, hey, I've got an idea for a sitcom. Black family, white guest. White family, black guest.
Yes. That part is true, but it is based on a true story.
All right. So is Kevin Hart in it or no?
I don't know who's in it yet.
I'm sorry.
That's usually the go-to for that kind of thing. 877-337-6666. See, now, because you brought it up, now my life gets altered.
What do you mean I brought what up?
What I'm about to go to. Because you couldn't help yourself. You couldn't wait till a Wednesday in February.
What did I do?
Now my life is altered.
No, hold on a second. Okay. No. Let's clarify.
Yeah.
You're talking about Daniel Jones possibly playing his last game as a Giant this year.
That's on the table.
Closing out his third season in the NFL.
Yeah.
The natural question is, he may never play another game as a Giant again.
Right.
So how is that my fault for bringing up the obvious?
Your fault. And now my life is put on hold.
Reality is what's at fault.
Okay. You're responsible for this.
I'm not responsible.
Just know that you're responsible for this.
I take zero.
You're eating this one. Much like you ate the two chicken shack sandwiches yesterday.
Oh, they were good.
Tommy's in Long Island. Tommy, how are you?
What's up, guys?
What's on your mind, Tommy?
Sitting here with my three-day-old daughter, and I'm listening in.
Oh, congrats.
Daniel Jones.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. Sitting here, you know, and honestly, but having this discussion with all my buddies, coworkers, my only concern with bailing on the Daniel Jones ship is that the Giants have much bigger issues going on than just the quarterback. We bring another quarterback in. That guy's still running for his life because he has no offensive line. Our run game is horrendous.
Tommy, you have to. All right, I'm going to help you out here, all right?
Go for it, bud.
I'm blaming Evan for this, but I'm going to help you out. I'm going to engage.
Before you say anything, I just want you to know that Tommy acknowledged that him and his buddies.
I heard that part.
On their own, have been talking about this for weeks. Yeah. Now, go ahead, Craig.
Maverick, I'm going to engage.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay? You guys have these silly conversations about Russell Wilson becoming a Giant and blah, 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 blah. And you're right. You know, bad offensive line, no running game. All the things that you and your buddies are breaking down, I get it. But there's one part of that conversation that Evan and I fundamentally disagree on that I have to bring up. You guys have this conversation as if going to the Giants is an attractive destination to a veteran quarterback who can pick where he goes.
Because he'll come here.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
If you're Russell Wilson... Why would you go to a team with a bad offensive line, no running attack?
Because he doesn't care about that stuff, dude.
Of course he does.
Does he?
Yes.
What do you think Russell Wilson...
How could you not?
Because Russell Wilson is about his brand. It's about him.
Again,
it's about control. It's about power.
This is where we disagree.
It's about respect. It's about money. And a new contract...
Money's going to be wherever it is. So take money off. He'll get paid wherever he goes.
But that's what it's about, dude. It's not the money
issue. It's not the money issue.
Okay, then what it's about, what Russell Wilson wants out of Seattle because he needs to win another Super Bowl. Is that what your opinion is?
I mean, I think he'd like to.
Yeah. I agree. He'd like to.
Yeah.
He'd like to. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
He ain't winning one with the Giants. Not. Sorry. And you're giving up your two first-round draft picks to get him, so who are you drafting? So, and the notion of the New York market, that did used to mean a lot more than it means now because, as I read to you earlier this week or last week, he's already got 10 Fortune 500 brands that he endorses.
What if he wants to live here? What if he wants to be in New York City?
I'm glad you asked that.
It's not the marketing.
Glad you asked that.
Go ahead.
Why would he want to do that?
Because it's the greatest effing city in the world. I don't care what
anybody says.
Which
is why everybody's moving out.
What? No, people are coming back now.
Are they?
New York's fighting back.
Yeah, the rats are coming back.
We got a new mayor that seems competent much more than the other one.
Yeah.
Like, New York is fighting back, and I'm sick of the New York hate. Sick of the New York slander. I'm sick of it. All right? This is the greatest city in the world, no matter what doofus runs it.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's true.
Guess who else isn't moving to New York?
What?
Matt Scherzer.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Living in the area is the same to me as living in New York City. Like, Matt Scherzer living in Westchester County or New Jersey or Long Island, it's the same. That's the beauty of our area. You can live in this picturesque area of New Jersey and in 45 minutes, without traffic, end up in downtown New York City.
So you know what I did last night, Evan, driving back from the UBS Arena?
What'd you do, Craig?
I got on the Cross Island. I took the Cross Island to the Belt. I took the Belt to the Verrazano. Took the Verrazano to the Outer Bridge to 440 to 287 to go back to Jersey, right?
Uh-huh.
So at 11 o'clock at night, I'm on the Belt Parkway. And I'm cruising all Coney Island's next. Bing bong. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
You know what the difference
between... Oh, wait a minute. That's right. It wasn't fun because there was construction that closed it down to one lane.
The difference between you and Russell Wilson is that Russ may be sitting in that traffic in the back of a limo while making out with Ciara.
Yeah.
All right?
She's hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trust me. It isn't going to affect him as much as it affects little old Craig. Blue-collar Craig.
I agree. Me and my Hyundai Elantra. Yeah. That's right. That thing gets around, too. I'm happy with that car. I agree. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Talk yourself into it.
No. Listen, I'm not a huge car guy anyway.
Right.
But it gets me from A to B, and it's never let me down, Evan.
Okay.
It has. That car, I don't do commercials for Hyundai. But that Hyundai Elantra, man, oh, man, that is the most popular blue-collar car a guy could have. Economical.
Sounds like an audition tape.
No, I don't want to do commercials for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I own the car. I got a car. Yeah. A to B, baby.
Good for you, man. I'm proud of you.
A to B.
You're a humble man.
I thought it was interesting that a couple kids were standing on my hood last night trying to jump over the fence at UBS Arena to get back down to the right side of the street so they could go back to their car.
What is up with that fence, man?
Yeah. There's a fence. It's like a moat. And if you're not in the right area, you have to walk a mile and a half to get to like an opening in the fence to get to the arena. So there were a couple kids trying to jump over the fence onto my hood so that they could get into the arena last night. I thought that was awesome.
I'm convinced that fence is there so that people can't park in the adjacent neighborhood.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's there so people don't walk onto the Cross Island Expressway.
Yeah, but it's not on the Cross Island.
It's on the Hempstead Turnpike.
But there's
another godforsaken piece of
land. Dude, there's a sidewalk right there. People are walking on the sidewalk. Yeah. You have to walk all the way on that sidewalk around to get through that gate.
Well,
that gate makes no sense to me. Can you ask Ledecky about it for me?
Well, he's out of the country right now.
Well, so he can't answer a question about the fence around UBS?
He's out of the country right now.
Say, not like you're mad.
Hey, John, what's up with the fence around
John,
the building?
Just curious. Like, throw in a just curious.
He doesn't want people walking in the neighborhood, you think?
No, that's my guess. Possibly. I don't know the reason.
Certainly.
I'm just speculating on why there's such a long-ass fence around UBS.
A long-ass fence. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
What's up with that?
Guess who reached out to me?
Rachel?
We are connected on the phone.
She texted you?
Yep. There you go.
So last...
That's all I'm saying because it's all off the record.
Hold on a second. So at the last moment, Rachel Luba DM'd Craig, and you guys were arguing about the Scherzer contract. You ended it by saying, hey, look, I'm on the air. Here's my number if you want to take this chat offline. She has taken it offline.
Yep.
You can't say what she wrote?
Nope.
Why?
Because I have an agreement with people that if you and I are going to text or whatever... That once we establish that we're going to text one another, that's off the record.
I'm sorry, so a DM doesn't count?
I didn't really get into the whole DM thing. I just told you she DM'd me.
You acknowledge what she was talking about.
But no, there's nothing in it that was, you know, confidential. Nothing at all.
Did she text you anything that's confidential?
No, she did not.
So then what the hell did she say?
I'm not telling you.
You know, I don't like this.
I know you don't like
it. I don't like this.
Listen,
here's I don't think the audience likes it either,
I think the audience respects it because there's a dying thing in this country.
What's that?
And it bothers me.
Go ahead.
It's loose lips.
I agree with you.
I am the last of the Mohegans when it comes to that. I'm sorry.
You talked about your DM with her.
All I'm acknowledging to you is that she reached out to me in DM. I can tell you that because I didn't connect with her. So, yes, that's not speaking out of turn.
So you think the DM talk was fine now that she's texted you, it's off limits?
Now that we have texted one another, my agreement with everyone is you too. Our texts are between us. Unless you say to me, I don't mind if you share that. And that's, I have to have some codes in life.
Fair enough.
And as you know, well, I think you will tell the audience, I don't say nothing about nobody. My lips are sealed.
Okay.
I'm the most trustworthy guy a secret could ever die with.
I respect that.
For real.
Was she kind in the message? That's all I'll ask.
Yeah.
So it was a nice friendly exchange.
I told you.
We're good.
We're good, me and Rachel.
All right, good.
Rachy Rach, as I call her.
What did she call you?
How you doing? Rachy Rach.
Does she have a nickname for you yet?
Not yet, but she will. Sugar Daddy.
You better watch out. You're going to get a phone call real soon.
A phone call from whom?
I might get into it.
Rachy Rach. What's up, Rachy Rach? It's my girl right there. Funny how things happen, right? Yeah. Out of the blue, I got a relationship with Rachel Luba. That's how it goes. Anyway, 877-337-6666. The blame poll has been taken out of its case. It has been greased because that's what you do with it. And at 5 o'clock today, we will all come up with someone that deserves blame for something.
Oh, I got somebody.
Great. As do I.
Good.
That's kind of how this thing works. We'll get your calls as well. Listen, have you seen the end of Daniel Jones? And if so, what would your ultimate score grade for Daniel Jones be as Giants quarterback? Carton and Roberts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.